Big time. You know, it gives, you know, when you give a defense a long field, that obviously translates into more times that the coaches can get together and talk to the offense about scheme and what they're going to do next. And so, yeah, when you bury them inside the 5 or 10 yard line, obviously you got some momentum, you got defensive guys running onto the field because they're pumped up about a punt because it's a big tackle by a gunner usually. So yeah, it works both ways. Defense has a long field to work on. They have time to kind of figure out what their scheme is going to be for that down, and then that gives the offense more time to work on what they're going to work on next possession.
When the offense stalls, for example, and you can provide that sort of almost like a luxury to get the opposing team starting in their own 10, how does that feel? Does it give your team a boost, do you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, when the defense is, you know, running down on a hard diagonal is what they call it, down there to the goal line to try to stop a team, I mean, that's big. That's the momentum. That's the shift that you can see as opposed to a ball coming down on the 25 or 20-yard line. If you get it inside the 5, then, you know, it creates a lot of momentum in the game.
So far in it right now as a kicking unit, Cairo did struggle the first week, and then he came back and, you know, he forced 4 points this past week. What have you been seeing in him as he's sort of getting developed into the NFL?
Just, you know, more courage, more experience, you know, stuff like that. It's tough when you don't think about it moving from college to NFL, that it is a big time business, and so you just got to take your hits. You know, what I always tell them is, you know, I've had guys that have kicked here that have started out 2-5 and they go on a 22 straight kick tear, and so he's got that to look forward to. He started out slow, but you know, I'd rather start out slow and work my way up as opposed to, you know, starting out fast and then kind of the brakes fall off.
Was it tough for you to adapt when you came from college to the NFL, or is it something that was quick for you?
Yeah, definitely. No, it's always tough. You know, you're getting used to punting from different hashes. The college hashes are a lot wider. Pro football, they're more narrow in line with the field goals. And like I said, you're vying for a playoff spot every week. College football is, you know, you got 7 home games and 11 game season. And so here it's split 50-50. That makes it difficult. And like I said, it's a business now. Nobody looks at you as a football player anymore within the locker room. Outside, yeah, but once you get in here, it's a business trip.